Welcome to another episode of Styling Matters with your host Lizzie Richardson. Well, this week I've got a real mixed bag for you. I'm going to be talking some wellness self-care that I've been doing in January. When it comes to styling and fashion, I've got some sales tips on how to shop the January sales for these last final few weeks to make sure that you get good value for money. I'm also going to be sharing a few items that I've been wearing that are now in the sale if you want to take advantage of that. I've got a new feature as well that I'm going to be kind of giving to you week in, week out, which I think you're going to love, or I hope you will. So listen on for more of that. And then don't forget, I always end with my affirmation of the week. So before we get into any fashion talk, I'm going to be sharing with you some wellness self-care that I've been doing so far in January. Towards early December, I kind of felt that I needed to make some changes, and rather than waiting till the new year, I started some of this in December month, and I've been carrying on into January. And I've also kind of done some things in the last couple of weeks already to make for a really positive start. One of the first things that I've been doing, focusing and prioritizing sleep. For the last few years, I've kind of followed this tip of having to go to bed at the same time and setting the alarm for the same time every single day, regardless of whether it's the weekend or not. Now, for me personally, I have a very mixed week. Monday to Wednesday, I'm in corporate world. I'm in the office two of those days, and I have to be up early and out my door for my commute. Then I have 2 to 3 days where I'm a content creator. Those kind of days can vary. Sometimes I have to be in London early doors. Sometimes I'm actually at my desk at home all day. So this rigid situation of having to go to bed at the same time, get up at the same time, meant that some days was absolutely fine because I'm up and out early. But then other days, I think I was depriving myself of sleep, much needed sleep, purely to stick to this rule. Anyway, around mid-November, I decided to scrap this rule and I thought I'll go to bed when I'm ready to go to bed, which has naturally fallen pretty much at the same time. And if anything, I've gone to bed slightly earlier. But I get up when I need to get up. So if it's a day when I'm at home, then I might stay in bed that little bit longer. And if it's a day I've got to get up and get on out, then I make sure that I set the alarm for the appropriate time I need to get up and out. So I don't have this rigid alarm system anymore. And I think I've been doing it now, getting on for nearly 3 months, and I do think it's made a huge difference. If this is something that you've been thinking about trying, then take it from me, give it a go. I mean, it's one of these things, you can start it, and if it doesn't work, then you can stop it. One of the next things I've been doing as part of my wellness journey is I've been focusing on some health issues that I have. There's nothing major going on for me in terms of health problems, but I have some niggly things that I need to sort. So I've prioritised some dental care that came about sort of mid-2023, and I thought I got it sorted, but then I had some issues with my gums actually being extremely sensitive around November, December. Anyway, I've been back and I've sought advice and I'm now trying to implement the advice given to me. So I would recommend don't hold off, don't use paracetamol or anything to try and mask any situation. Just go and get the advice that you need. I've also had my smear test, and I think it's important to talk about smear tests because I'm a true believer that if we get offered the opportunity to have any tests, any scans, anything on our body that can give us any indication of what's going on, then you should act on that quickly. And I don't know, ever since I was a teenager, as soon as the NHS wrote to me to say, you need to book in for, I've always just acted on it. COVID caused some issues with smear tests and delayed some of mine. But anyway, I got my letter, I got myself booked in. They did cancel it, but I booked myself straight back in again, and I've had that. So, and I've had very positive results. So again, not waiting, just making sure that I get that done. Also sorted out a neck and shoulder pain. And I used to use straightforward beauty massage if I had any neck or shoulder pain. And My husband actually introduced me to an osteopath early last year, and his business, Patrick's business, is based in Hemel Hempstead Way in Hertfordshire. It's been a game changer. I've had a problem in my shoulder, I'm going to say, for over 15 years. A knot that every single masseuse has tried to get out, and it's been this hard knot. And anyway, he has relieved that pain that I've had for many, many years simply through some acupuncture, some massage, and what he describes as cupping. It's a, they're cups that fix to your skin that releases the pressure after you've had acupuncture. And anyway, I've had a session of that, and I have to say, I cannot believe the movement I've got back into my shoulder. So simple little things like that can make huge difference. And you might think in the moment, oh, I don't know if I can be bothered, or it seems a bit of a faff. And some of it might be costly, you know, there might be a cost to it. And obviously we're in January. But what I want to say is, it's amazing that if you don't sort these things out early doors, how they can build. I wish I knew about sorting my shoulder pain in a much better way over 10 years ago, because I've really suffered with it, and it has at times made me uncomfortable, and I suppose really a little bit miserable, because my pain in that shoulder is always acting and playing up. So having some relief from pain can really make a huge difference. So whether you've set it as a goal for this year or not, I would highly recommend, don't leave anything. And if you can go and get it checked, and you can afford to get it checked, then make that a priority. I also want to talk about my focus on positive energy. And when I'm talking about positive energy, I'm not just talking about being grateful for everything or meditation and mindfulness. I think positive energy for me is a much wider spectrum of different things that you can tap into to build on this. A couple of things I've done just literally in the last week, because again, over Christmas and New Year, you have that kind of mindset of, what am I going to do differently? What can I focus on for me? And I decided to have my tarot cards read. Now, I've had my tarot cards read since I was about, I want to say 17, 18 years old. I don't do it every year. I don't do it every 6 months. I kind of ebb and flow with how I feel on it. And I hadn't had them done for a couple of years. And as a result of the tarot cards, they've recommended a couple of crystals as part of the positive energy. And so over the next week, I'm going to go and shop for some new crystals. I say new ones because I had some crystals, but they were no longer working for me. And so I no longer have them. And so I don't have any crystals in my life. So that is on my to-do list over the next couple of weeks, is to go and get that sorted. I've also concentrated on breath work. You've probably heard a lot about breath work over the last couple of years on social media. It is becoming, I don't want it to sound too faddy, but it is something you can do. It's completely free and it can really help you in the moment. I've probably been doing breath work now for about 6 to 8 months. However, I've just tapped into something new, which I'm going to continue with. As part of my Christmas gift list for the blog around October time, the brand Temple Spa suggested that I take a look at their All Being Wellness Kit. Actually, sorry, it's called All Being Well. It's about £26 and it's got 4 products in it. Now, so far, I've only used 2 out of the 4 because I kind of saved it for January because I knew I'd be kind of doing this kind of work on myself. I used both products last weekend and I've continued to use them. I am in love. So one of them is inhalation essence, and it's called Breath of Life. And you can use it 2 ways. You can either just open the bottle and put it underneath your nose and breathe in and breathe out. Or I went to a breath workshop at the weekend and I took a couple of cotton pads into my bag. And then just before the last meditation, I decided to use it. And so I just put some on the cotton pad and I put that underneath my nose sporadically every now and then through that breath work. And it worked a treat. The other product that they have in that kit is their toning essence. And you spritz it on your face I cannot tell you. I mean, I use a lot of spritzers anyway. I use it as part of my skincare routine, but this one is amazing. I actually sprayed it on my face in the car before I went into my workshop. It was really uplifting. It was kind of calming, but uplifting in the same way. And a couple of times this week where I just needed to feel a bit more refreshed, I kind of spritzed it. And yeah, it was amazing. So they're two products that I am loving. And this kit is about £26. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes. I think the two other products is a face cream at night time, and I think there's a cream for your legs. I've not tried them yet, but definitely the Breath of Life is probably a product I'm going to be using throughout 2024. So let's move on to some styling chats. It's January month. Obviously, the sales are on. Some of the brands have got new products landing, but it does feel a bit early at times for spring, doesn't it? But with that in mind, I've actually calculated today 68 days until spring, which is less than 10 weeks. And this brings a couple of things in mind for me. I know we've just got over Christmas, we've just got into the early couple of weeks of January, but spring styling really needs to start planning for now. And you'll start to see that on my blog and on the podcast that spring content will soon land. But in terms of managing your own wardrobe, this is really important to think about. So if you are still shopping the sales, there's a couple of things that you really need to stop and think about before perhaps spending unconsciously. First of all, is the straightforward question: what do you actually need? Do you need anything right now? Do you own anything that you can repurpose, restyle, and rewear? Or do you actually have a gap? For me, I am slightly annoyed with myself because I actually needed one, if not two, cashmere polo necks. I wear them all the time at this time of year. I was going to invest in a couple of colourful ones. I've got black ones, I've got navy, and I just thought, oh, it'd be nice to add some colour. And I particularly like the Marks and Spencer's cashmere polo necks. The reason being is they wash so easily. They're so easy to look after. They are worth it at full price, so I might buy one at full price, but I was hoping to bag a bargain in the sales. And I'm slightly gutted because all the sale colours have gone, and two of the colours, and there was a sort of a ready colour and a green colour I would have tapped into, but. So yeah, so have a think. What do you actually need, and is it still available in the sales? Also think about your budget, but I want you to think about your budget in two ways. At the end of the day, you've only have a certain amount of money to spend per month on fashion and styling. So do you actually want to spend it on the sales, on older product, wintery product that you're only going to be wearing for the next 6 to 8 weeks and then you'll be putting away? Or do you want to hold your budget and start to think about how you can start planning to spend that for new season spring? So that's all down to you. I can't make those decisions for you, but this is a crunch time because the sales did land early this year, sort of in the December month, and you know, there was still a lot of winter to go. But now I would really challenge whether if you're going to be spending any money, do you want to spend it on what you're wearing right now, or do you want to hold off for new season? Another trick you can do, and I do this all the time, because shopping online, I mean, I lost 2 hours the other night just online looking through lots and lots of sale content, and I put various things in baskets and all of that. And in the moment, I could have pressed and gone on lots and lots of things, but I took my own advice for once, and I actually stepped away 24 hours. When I revisited those baskets, there was a lot of delete, delete, delete. Now, I am going to buy some stuff later this week, but it was amazing how 24 hours on, I felt very differently about some of the stuff I added into my basket. So that's a huge tip I would give you. There's a risk to it because if it's in the sale at a really good price, 24 hours later, your size may be gone. But I would go with the thing of, if it's for you, it won't pass you by. You know, it costs a lot of the online shopping now, it costs to return and it also costs your time. And it takes a while for the money to go back onto your credit card. So, you know, just aimlessly shopping and buying and then returning is a cost to you that you could be spending on other things. So consider it more in the buying stage. Really think about, do I want it? Do I need it? Do I really want to be spending my money on it right now? And if not, step away for 24 hours. Then if you still want it, you know it's the right decision for you. I'm just going to finish with on my sales shopping tips about brands. The reason I'm going to talk about brands is we all get a bit upset if a brand suddenly goes bust, is no longer available to us. We've seen a lot of shops close over the last few years and they're now only online and have much, much smaller ranges. The benefits of being loyal to a number of brands is their style DNA runs through on many of their collections, so it makes it easier for you to mix and match and to restyle older items. So if you love brands, certain brands, then buy into their sale items. They need to clear their stock. They need to make space for new collections. If you're really passionate about a number of brands, then head to their sites first and see how you can support them. One of the things I love about being on Instagram and showing off my daily outfits is the conversations that happens in my DMs on certain products. I really love it when you make contact and you tell me that you've bought one of the items that I've been styling and tell me how you've been styling it and everything. The two sale items that I'm about to take you through have been both popular on Instagram with me. The first one is by Phase 8. It's the Dealer faux leather dress. I've actually just popped that on my Instagram this week. It was on my Instagram before Christmas and it had quite a great reaction. It's now reduced down to £80. Most sizes are there and I would say sizing is true to fit. Now, this would be a really good investment piece because I think I'm going to get more wear out of it come spring. And you can also wear it open as a bit of a jacket, like a long duster coat. And because it's faux leather, this is going to make a great layering piece for spring. If you like that kind of style and you like faux leather, then I highly recommend that you tap into this product now whilst it's in the sale. The other item I want to highlight this week is the Lawson blouse by Hobbs. This is like a sort of cow print black and white blouse that's pussy bow that you can wear V-neck, you can wear ties. It's been on my Instagram squares quite a few times and this is now reduced down to £79. This has been perfect. I've worn it with faux leather leggings, faux leather trousers, black trousers, my faux leather midi skirt, and I also wore it with faux leather leggings and chunky boots. So I really dressed it down. I didn't just really style it just for the office or going out. I've worn it a couple of times styled down and I have loved it. It's been a very versatile piece, so I highly recommend that. I also want to give a shout out to Mint Velvet's sale collection, and that's because I wear quite a few of their wide leg trousers as loungewear at home. Now the ones that I'm actually sitting wearing them now as I record this podcast, they're not on the site anymore, but I've seen a number of others, some in navy, some in black, with the go fast stripes down the side of the leg. And they've got a few around the £49 price point. Various sizes are on offer. They're drawstring. As I say, they've got the side stripe, they're wide leg, and I find them extremely comfortable. And if I go to any beauty appointments, I tend to wear them because, you know, when you get your nails done or you're having your feet done, you're sitting for a while. I always get loads and loads of compliments and people always ask me where they're from. So even though my ones are not available, go check that out. I want to give a shout out to my dear friend Gina in the USA. Those of you who have been listening for a while or watch on Instagram, you will know who Gina is, Gina MK Style. We've done a couple of lives, USA and the UK talking about new season styling. And I'm sure, I'm 99% sure Gina's going to agree to do some spring content with me. Anyway, she sent me a package from the USA. She went, I mean, that's a huge effort. That's not to put it lightly, you know, to go organize some stationery. She sent me two notebooks. One was kind of diary form and the other one's just a lined notebook, but it's got my initials on. It's got an L on the front. It's very personal. It's lovely, with a lovely thank you card. There's a cost to sending it from the USA, and I really, really appreciate it. And it made me think that it's lovely to do something unexpected for somebody else. So if you haven't contacted somebody for a while, or you have a girlfriend that's potentially not having the best time, then just send her something in the post. So lovely to receive a little parcel. I didn't know what was in it. Had a lovely handwritten card. And yeah, it was very touching. So thank you, Gina. I really appreciate our long distance friendship. We've never met in person, and I hope in some future we get the opportunity. So thank you. And this leads me nicely on to my new feature. I'm calling it Lizzie-isms. I'm going to be sharing every week some of my quirky behaviours. And I think the reason I want to do that is, one, I want you to get to know me a bit better, because Instagram can be quite cold. My blog is always very informative about styling, but I don't really share too much about myself. And one of the main messages I want to share, be honest with you about, is I am not perfect. I'm so far removed from perfect. I know some girlfriends listen to this podcast, they know me in real life, they brunch with me, lunch with me and all of that, and they could probably tell you a lot of Lizzie-isms. But I also appreciate there's a lot of you who are sitting in other countries across the world, and or you listen to me as you drive to work and we've never ever met. And I think social media can be very disguising of people's true traits. So I want to share some of these over the coming weeks. And with Gina sending me some stationery, and with a particular thing that I did in preparation for this podcast, it made me think this is definitely a Lizzie-ism that I need to share. So I love stationery. I used to work for a stationery company, and I've got loads of notebooks around me. But when it comes to notebooks, I like them to be spiral bound. That's my preference. But my quirkiness is, when I rip a page out to make notes on, I cannot cope with the rough edges. I just can't. So I have to get scissors and trim them off to kind of put me back on track. So that's a weird Lizzie-ism that I want to share with you this week. So stay tuned for more of them. Now, just before we get on to the affirmation of the week, I wanted to share two books that I really enjoyed reading last year. I say reading, I actually consume my books through audio. The benefits of listening to a book is I love it when the author actually reads the book themselves. Plus also, I found most of the time I've listened to the book twice. So I think the first time you just listen and you probably take in about, I'm going to say 40%, maybe 50%. But when you listen to it a second time, you either start applying what you learn or you take in a lot more, probably nearer sort of 70-80%. And it's the application of learning that you benefit from. And two books that I've really loved, for different reasons, I highly recommend. And I would actually recommend that you listen to them rather than straightforward reading them. So the first one is mainly for women over the age of 40 who are in perimenopause or actually gone through menopause. And it's by Lorraine Candy. She's one half of, I'm going to forget the name, Postcards of Midlife, which is definitely their podcast. But I think they might have a website and everything. So that's Postcards of Midlife. Her book is called What's Wrong With Me? And she goes through chapter by chapter on different topics, and she talks from the heart about scenarios and situations she's found herself in since going through perimenopause. And I didn't relate to everything, because for everybody it's an individual journey, but I definitely came away from that feeling like, oh, I'm normal. So if you, and I say that so lightly, but if you know, if you're in it, you know what I'm saying, that because you can feel very isolated, you can feel at times like nobody's listened to you or nobody understands you. But actually, she has interviewed so many professional women about menopause, you know, who are professional about the menopause subject. And what it made me realise is A, there's medicine out there to help you. There's also therapy out there to help you. There's girlfriends out there to help you. But some of the things you're thinking and feeling are just normal. And I think sometimes we just have to accept that. So highly recommend that book. The second book I want to recommend is by Jay Shetty. And he was a monk. He was a Buddhist monk. I don't think he is anymore because he's now married and he obviously has his own podcast. But I think he was a monk for about 3 to 4 years. And his book, Think Like a Monk, it's actually his first book. I plan to listen to his second book this year. But Think Like a Monk takes you a bit further than just gratitude. There's a lot of books that talk about doing gratitude every single day. This one takes it that little bit further. Again, he kind of explains his journey as a monk, how it was not easy, how he wasn't accepted by his UK community when he told everyone he was going to become a monk, but he also talks about his journey to try and make it work. And what I took away from his book was tolerance of other people, and that sometimes you have to put yourself first and you have to accept criticism, or you have to accept the fact that sometimes you might just be around people who have absolutely no idea what it is you want to achieve, and you might be in a position where you can't really articulate it, but you just know your gut feeling is you've got to get out there and do it. If you're a creative person like me, I am speaking your tune, because a lot of creative people do feel like a misfit. And you know, sometimes it's actually really okay to be completely different. But I don't think I was that tolerant of other people being completely different. So his book kind of made me realise that whilst I want people to accept me for who I am, I also have to accept others for who they are. I loved his book. I actually listened to it twice, and I'm going to listen to his book, his newer books this year. So that just leaves me with the affirmation of the week. And to kind of wrap up this kind of wellness edition, I am going to share this with you because I think it's very important, and I really hope you take it on board, because we never put ourselves first. Self-care is not selfish. That's self-care is not selfish. And the full quote is, self-care is not selfish. You cannot serve from an empty vessel. So if you do one thing for yourself this week, and it can be small stuff, by the way, it doesn't have to be big. The other week, I just cooked myself a lovely lunch. There was nobody in the house. I was all on my own. And rather than just making a boring lunch, I made myself a really nice lunch and I served it really lovely. And I even had my non-alcoholic beverage in a wine glass. I kind of treated myself, you know, little things. Go for a nice walk in nature. Or go and sit in a different cafe and drink a different drink. It's amazing just what a different perspective you can get on that. And just taking a bit of time out for a bit of self-care is not selfish. I'll leave you with that. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Styling Matters. There's always more on my blog at lovedbylizzie.com, and don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram at lizzie.richardson. Bye for now.